Blog Talk Radio. Of the true Israelites with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahweh Radio. Worldwide International Radio Ball Radio is now on the air. I'll be your host, by name, your seer, Israel, Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Revealing the Number of the Beast 666, the Son of Addition. Let me just say it. Revealing the number of the beast, 666. Who is it? The son of addiction. The son of addiction, of all addiction. What that mean? That means it was a system set up by man, a man's system, and prediction, that means made to be destroyed. It's just like you go and trial for a part and say, who best to play this part right here? Oh, I got a great part to be played. Do you know this whole world is a stage and everybody's playing a part? That was the old record. Everybody got a part to play. And as a matter of fact, if you understand Revelation 5, everybody's part was played in Revelation chapter 5. And then he passed the book over to his son, and his son read his part to the angel. They read their part, and they brought it down to the seer. And they read their part. And then when they read their part, they turned over to the elders. The elders read their part. They turned over to the teacher. Teachers read their part. They thought, turned over to the father. Father's read their part. Father started teaching mother. Mother's read their part. Then guess what? It got down to the children. So that's the way it is. This thing is called. And we try to make it plain that Ain't nothing going on that's not supposed to be going on. So we're going to bring our elder and Mr. Tibbs. They're going to tell you about the broadcast of tape number 32. And then we're going to spread the books a little bit, elders, myself. And we just will see if we can get something going on to those that's coming on stage. Come on stage. I'm saying about it. You got to give it all you got. You got to come on stage. You got to get in where you've been in it. So we're going to bring our elder and tell you all about the broadcast on the international side. Over 900,000 strong and kicking. So we're going to bring our elder in and he'll tell y'all about the broadcast. Let's give me a chance to set up the microphones, make sure I'm doing my part and my part. So we're going to bring the elder in, he's going to do his part. So we meet the elder with a loud voice. You say, Elder Mr. Chill, tribe of God Judah, Yahweh beat you that seed right.
And Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel. I'll see you well. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Well, all I know, the fox did have been lit. And the curtain had went up. But you always going to have those that want to come up another way. But it's not going to pan out in the long run. When you come up another way, in the way of the Bible, it's going to catch up with you. Sooner or later. So take your time, Elder, and tell the national orders on the international side exactly what Yahweh put on you to tell them for tape number 32. You on the clock, come on.
Well, once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And I guess everyone usually always hear me say it's always a great pleasure to me to be among a cast of over 900,000 listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. And I always say that's a good thing. Because sometimes you have those out there that put up their own game. And their game is another Yahweh or getting you to go up another way. I ran into this yesterday. Too long to even discuss on this part. When you hear somebody talking loud and you think they're doing this for the right thing, well, Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8 tells you that. It says, answer not before I've heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk. But they usually do. They always want to be right. But on this broadcast, Yahweh's ministry, that's not what we teach. Because when you look at Sirach, chapter 11, verses 35 to 37, what does that say? 35 says, be willing to hear every Yahweh discourse. And let not the parables of understanding escape thee. 36. And if thou seest a man of understanding, get thee behind unto him, and let thy foot wear the steps of his door. 37. Let thy mind meditate on the ordinance of the Yahweh continually, and he shall establish thy mind and give thee wisdom at thy own desire. Well, I can tell you, the elder desires wisdom, and that's the wisdom of the Bible. The word of Yahweh. Because when you get Yahweh's word and you manifest yourself in it, you'll begin to recognize those that come to you with unintentional means, meaning that they don't want to lead you in the right direction. They're all over the place. Even want to know, well, why are you learning things the way that you learn it? Over tips. Look at Matthew 21, verses 23 to 24. 23 says, and when he come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching and said, by what authority thou doest these things? And who gave us this authority? 24. And Yahweh the Son answered and said unto them, I also ask you one thing, which you will tell me, and likewise I will tell you, by what authority I do these. We do these things because we all know that there's a history of the world past and the world present. And our history starts from our birth to our death. But those who fail to learn history, they're soon to repeat it. But those who fail to learn it correctly, they're simply doomed in this world and the world to come. And we see them out there like that, all over the place. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching. Loud bump the gums for righteous learning. We welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word. Well, you heard us say before, people have asked, how do you get this much information from this one book? I've read this book back and forth. How do you get this much information? It comes from connecting the books, the words of Yahuwah, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days, and much more, which we generally will get into. We do this because you have not. It's the information that you all came to seek and now have to look no further. You found that now in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of God. We're open unto you for this learning from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the normal days of Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. However, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday. We have an online class that starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We even have a website address. To get there, right on the search line, type tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, once again, look for tribeyada.com/Israelites. This will take you to a big line where you will see some choices. One of them will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you might see menu. Clicking this again, we'll see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings for doing so. Remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the outlaw, you tenants of the people. Give unto the outlaw, glory and strength. 8, give unto the outlaw the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves the cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures written in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and written once again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8 and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you thus says Yahuwah. Also for building the school, which is very well needed. That's right. We have a school that's very well needed. Our banquet, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program of Yahuwah. While there, check out our calendar. That calendar is there to help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We even have a live program, which is a feature that's available during our broadcast time. To get there, this time type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click on it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of God. And click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah Online. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5578. This will be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on those Bible scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 600 camps of Yahuwah. But also in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. I'll have to remind you, we'll only hear a discouraging click followed by a dial tone. You can also, by calling the same number, order what our numbers know, the 12 programs, via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. You might imagine he's usually pretty busy with WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Sigard, answering many memos that most of us have seen, even now in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. And that's besides setting up our broadcast before broadcast time. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of our today's program, you can always catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. So time will be repeated after 10:30. To do this, just enter three words once again, Doc Rock Radio Live. And after clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, private website. Just choose the program that you're late logging into or any previous day on the list that you would like to listen. Also, during our normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our information on Peltalk, which can be logged in by your phone, tablet, computer, or even just now your smartwatch. Just make sure you've downloaded the Peltalk app. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, tribe of God. You'll find when you get there, our room will hold 50 or more listening districts, where Yahweh's Word will also be working for your Bible education. And online there, to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discussed during our broadcast, will be the elder Mr. Tibbs Israel, along with C. Israel writing a shotgun. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off-topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And our broadcast ends before teaching time. We will continue on teaching on Peltalk. But once again, that continuing note that we'd like for you to remember. When we are given scriptures to speak by the seer, be quick to hear and slow to speak. So the words of Yahweh flow smoothly, remembering that we have over 900,000 listeners and more coming as we're here, that came to hear the words of Yahweh. So we have to be careful not to make worldly statements that can't be backed up by the Bible, but to make statements that can be backed up in the Bible that we read. So we can stay away from 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33, and that's speaking about confusion. 33 says, "For Yahweh is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches the covenants of the saints." Thus, when we do this, we keep the scriptures in mind when teaching. So we'll pass our program back over to our seer Israel, and let's get ready to learn. Yahweh.
All right, you're absolutely right. Yahweh is not the author of confusion. You know, a scripture came to my mind when you said what you said. And I know I'm good for a piece of deal every now and then. In the book of Sirach, there, Elder, the verse, it talks about putting good against evil. And in the book of Sirach, there's a verse there. And if you don't mind, can you look in Sirach, you can pull it up on the good against evil. And Sirach, there's something about that verse I want to take a little look at a little bit later. I know it's in Sirach somewhere, but, you know, that was just a piece of thing. I heard something, and while you were living in grand style, I heard something, Elder. So in the book of Sirach, it talks about good. I said good against evil in the book of Sirach. I want it in Sirach. And when you find that verse, give me a hallelujah. Why? So, let's see, we're going to be on stage for the night episode. And this is called a special edition called Thursday Evening. So let's see who's coming on stage. Who's coming on stage? Oh, we see Brother Job Israel coming on stage. And that's the great thing. Remember tomorrow broadcast on the top part of Saturday, like the elder said, it comes on 7:30. So we'll be back on airways at 7:30. Then Saturday, we'll be back on airways at 12. And you know, yesterday we invited, bring anybody's preacher to Camp One. Matter of fact, call for details, 224-600-5579. You can bring your preacher and let him get on the microphone. We just played out. We got land open, south, north, east, west, land everywhere open. And get on the microphone and tell the young lions who are entertaining you, why do you keep Sunday? And why do you use Lord God and Jesus? Why do you keep eating? And, you know, tell us why you do what you do. Where are your kidneys? Adam is the first man that Yahweh made. And he tells us in Luke chapter 3:38 that Adam is Yahweh's son. Yahweh the son's son. It tells us this in writing. So it was nobody created before Adam. And Eve, according to the third chapter, about verse 21, she's the mother of all living. So it wasn't no double woman there in the garden. There wasn't no double man in the garden. Everybody sprung out of Adam and Eve, according to the Bible. So let me know when you find that old person, Sirach, and we'll get something going on. But now we're looking for Brother Job Israel. And see if he come to holler that microphone with a lot of bass and need and greet the over 900,000 on the international side and ready to do his part. So, Brother Joe of Israel, Yahweh beat the Seed Royal.
Israel, the Seed Royal, Yahweh bless ye.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Yahweh bless you. All right. That's excellent there, Brother Joe. And we always have, see, one thing about Mother Eve. See, Mother Eve, she can pick you like you picking a chicken and don't say a word. She can look at this book, and when you open your mouth up, Mother Eve can pick you like a chicken. She might not say nothing, but she know when you own something, when you ain't. That's one thing about it. Mother and Tam Juan, they can pick you like a chicken. Back down south, home on the range, when they go out there and catch the chicken, cut his neck off, and sit there and pick all the feathers out of the chicken. Mother, he can pick you. See, let's look at you. She know when you're on something, when you ain't on nothing. Huh? No doubt about it. So let's see if Mother ready to come on the stage and do a fire like she always. Mother, he, tribe of Yahweh God Judah, one of the most out of Camp 1. Yahweh BZLC Royal. Mother E, Yahweh BZLC Royal. Now, WCC, what's wrong with Mother E's microphone? We got to work on Mother E's microphone. It'd be ready shortly. Okay. All right, so Mother E's microphone will be ready shortly. So now, once Mother Eve microphone. I don't know who is B.O. Israel. Who is that? Elder Mathias. I don't know. Baba Hoshea Israel. I don't know who that is.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. All right. Who is that? I think that's Bubba O'Shea. That B.O. Israel. Isn't that Bubba O'Shea there? Bubba. Hey, hold on. So you say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. So did you find me my Sirach? That good against evil and all that old stuff right there. Hey, oh, Luke 12, before we before you give some Luke 12. You say hallelujah,
okay.
Right? Okay. So
I found it in Isaiah.
Yeah, well, I'm good about that. I'm looking for it in the rock. I'm all good. That's the precept on the elder. I was looking for it out of Sirach. But we put it aside because we got plenty of time. We'll get it, but I'm looking for it out of Sirach. Somewhere around the 30th chapter somewhere. But right now, you know, we'll get back on that later. But right now, elder, we'll figure that out later. We can come many ways. Hey, now, Mother E, when your microphone ready, say hallelujah, God. I know it's according to the WCC, they're working on your microphone, getting you ready to come live. So once you're ready, say hallelujah, God, at Mother E, and then we'll get something going on with Mother E, one of the mothers out of Camp Juan. But right now, Elder, look down at that Matthew chapter 10, verse 19 and 20, and we'll figure out which way we're going on this special audition called Thursday evening. What it says in Matthew chapter 19, chapter 10, verse 19 and 20. What does it say there, Elder?
Okay. In the book of Matthews, I think you said chapter 10. Verse 19 says, but when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in the same hour what you shall speak. 20, for it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you.
That was a foul statement. You said when they deliver you up, so otherwise, Be of a surety, talking just as Yahweh from his Bible, and anybody around your company, you say, well, that sounds pretty good, but what can I read to that? Don't worry, from that point on, they will be thinking on reason to deliver you up. They want to have a conversation going with no book open, because they can stay in heaven all night long. But when you say, yeah, that sounds pretty good, but what can I read that in? Then that's a whole nother game changer. That put lumps in the throat and everything. Because now they got to go in the Bible and put their case on through the Bible. And when they come out of that, that's where they stuck at, right there. Trying to put their case on with the Bible open. It don't work like that. Luke chapter 12, verse 12, what
is that, Elder? In the book of Luke, looking at chapter 12, reading verse number 12, says, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what ye ought to say.
That's right.
Say hallelujah, well, in that Sirach verse too.
Hallelujah, well,
in that Sirach verse.
Hallelujah, well.
Okay, let me get back to the book of Sirach, back to that page where I found it. I think you're right, it's in the 30th chapter, but it's chapter 33, looking at verses 14 and verse number 15. Lost my page setting. I got it. Verse 14 says, we're in the book of Sirach, chapter 33, reading verses 14 and 15. 14 says, good is set against evil, and life against death. So the Yahweh against the sinner, and the sinner against the Yahweh. 15. So look upon all the works of the Most High, and there are two and two, one against another.
So you see that? So I don't care how you think that it might work in your mind, but according to Sirach
Reading 14, it says, good is set against evil, and life against death. So is the Yahweh against the sinner, and the sinner against the Yahweh.
You see that? So it's always going to be a conflict of interest. Good is set against evil, and life is against death. So, you know, if you're living now, you know death is going to catch you sooner or later. Death is going to catch up with you. I don't care how you're spinning and grinning and getting on down the road. Death is going to catch up with you. According to what we just got to read there. So this is what Yahweh had put on Jay. So this is his creation. So now, you got to think about it. Death, it's going to catch up with you sooner or later. Good is always going to be battling against evil. That's a big verse of death. So we might adventure down there a little bit, Elder. So I need a double dose of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. We might well take a look at that after we get all the help we can get with the Luke chapter 12, verse 12. What does it say to hell?
Once again, the book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12 says, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
That's right. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit do the teaching. So that's the way it is. The righteous spirit do the teaching. In that very same hour. So, for Job, Israel, let's see, can we find what do Micah, M-I-C-A-H, says the tangent. Oh, Micah the seer. What do Micah the seer says about that? Hey, Mother E, now remember, Mother E, say hallelujah, while we know your microphone ready. Hallelujah, while. I got you, Elder. Okay, there it is. One thing about the elders, you know, you got it. You know, Elder, once you get a hold of something, he got a hold of something. What about it? Oh, Elder, Mr. Jill, Israel. Excellent. Now, Brother Joe, what can we read out of Micah the seer, chapter 6, verse number 8? What does it say there, Brother Joe?
Micah, chapter 10, verse 8.
Write it down first there, Brother Joe. But see, what we'll do, Brother Joe, we're going to be long with it to give you a chance to get them old fingers going and being already got there by the time we, you know, stop being long with it. Can you give me Micah, M-I-C-A-H, chapter 6, verse 8? Write it down first. Then see if you can find it in your book, and we'll see if we can get something going on. Micah the seer, chapter 6, verse 8. Brother Joe, what did it say, Brother Joe?
Well, I'm going, running after it now. Okay.
What did it say there, Brother Joe?
Right after me.
Hey, you ought to go and pick up that Micah 6, verse 8. And, Brother Joe, see can you find me Deuteronomy there, Brother Joe? See can you give me chapter 10, verse 12 through 15, Brother Joe? See can you find, I had that waiting on old seer, Deuteronomy chapter 10, 12 through 15 with the precept. Hey, yo, what's that Micah chapter 6, verse 8 to that, yo?
Micah, chapter 6, verse 8 says, he has shown thee, O man, what is good, and what doeth the Yahuwah require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm. So he said, Michael was sent to talk to the children of Israel, and he said, well, he told you what's good, told you what's good, old man. Said, now he said, what kind of humbling? And let's preach up that hell. Let's go to Romans chapter 7, verse 10 down to verse 12. And my fact is read verse 12 and 16. We'll get 12 and 16. We're going to Romans chapter 7, verse 12 and 16. He said, I showed you what's good, old man. So what is good? Paul gonna put a precept on what's good. Romans chapter 7, verse 12 and 16. What's the hell?
In the book of Romans, chapter 7, verse 12 and 16, Paul says, wherefore, the law is righteous, and the commandment toward instructions is righteous, and just, and good. 16, if then I do that which is I would not, I would consent to the law that is good.
Read that again,
I was going to say, right, I'll read 16 again. 16
yeah,
says, if then I do that which I would not, I would consent unto the law. That is good.
So when he said, I've showed you, old man, what's good, he's talking about the law. He said, what? He said, I've showed you what's good. How, if you want Yahuwah to intervene with you, he said, all you got to do is keep the law. He said, I showed you, old man, what is good. And what is good is keeping the law. Now, come on, Brother Joe. Hey, Brother Joe, what you working with in that Deuteronomy? Come on, you on the clock. So what's good is the law. Now we better find out exactly who we talking to. Take a deep breath there first, Brother Joe. Take a deep breath. And then when we say, come on. But right now, we're going to kind of talk a minute to get you all prepared to be ready to go. So you see, he said, listen, the seer was sent to tell the children of Israel that I have showed you, old man, what's good. And now we find out what good is the law, and now we go and find out who this message told to, and Brother Joe's going to look at it real carefully in Deuteronomy chapter 10, 12 through 15. Come on,
that
Brother Joe. Come on.
Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12 to 15. And they read, chapter 12. And now, Israel, what doth the Yahuwah, thy Yahuwah, require of thee? But to fear the Yahuwah, thy Yahuwah, to walk in his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Yahuwah, thy Yahuwah, with all thy mind, and with all thy soul. Verse 13, to keep the commandments of the Yahuwah, and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. Verse 14, behold, the heaven and the earth of the heaven is the Yahuwah, thy Yahuwah, the earth also with all that therein is. Verse 15, only the Yahuwah had a delight in the fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all people, as it is this day. Hallelujah.
That's big talk. So he said in that verse 15, he said, for your good, and he said, I've chosen you and at verse number 12, he's saying the children of Israel. But he gave them a high hand statue. He said, I told you again to be above all people. So now what will happen then? So he done told you, old man, what's good, and what's good is the law. So if you do the law, expecting Yahweh, what he just said, to kick in for you. It'll work for you if you do the law. Because you do the law, that puts you exactly with the Bible above all people on the face of the earth. And when we read 10 verse 12, that message was to the children of Israel. That was not to the Islam or Judaism. It was to the children of Israel. So children of Israel, there it is. If you keep the law, Yahweh is going to put you above all nations. The stipulation is you got to keep the law. So there it is right there. So now, really, we can play music for the rest of the night behind that, but we're not. But there it is right there. So if you want to get in your position, keep the law. Then Yahweh going to elevate you, because one thing he's not going to break is his word. See? Examine yourself. Are you keeping the law? Okay, that's all you got to do. Then you know exactly what's going on. You keep the law, and Yahweh will move in your favor. Because he said he would. So there he is right there. Now, I want to look at something back into my, yesterday I was looking at a dictionary. And a dictionary, now look what he said about keeping the law. So I'll go back and look at this dictionary. This, most people can look on their telephone, whatever. This dictionary is called the New Lexicon Westbrook Dictionary of the English Language. I want to look on page 992. Let's see what it says on 992. I don't want 992 right away. I want something else. I'm going to come back to 992. I'm going to make a note of that. You can make a note of that. Page 992. All right, now I'm going to look at something else. And so he said, now, if you keep the law, I'm with you. And your position by keeping the law is above all nations. Now look at Saturday. I want to look in the dictionary, and I want to know what do Saturday mean according to the Bible, Saturday. That's all I'm looking at. Here it is, Saturday, on page 888. Let's see what it says about Saturday. It says Saturday and the last day of the week. Saturday, the seventh, the last day of the week. See that? See it right there. Saturday is the seventh, the last day of the week. So, Brother Joe, in Genesis 2:3, what do we say in Genesis 2:3, Brother Joe? Genesis 2, verse 3.
52, verse 3. In what book are we in? 52, verse 3.
Yeah, Genesis 2, verse 3. Make a note of that, Brother Joe, first. You're right. Make a note of that. Genesis 2, verse 3.
Genesis 2, verse 3. And I'm there now. Genesis,
yes,
2, verse 3.
Genesis 2, verse 3 says what?
And it reads, and Yahweh blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which Yahuwah created and made.
So in this new lexicon dictionary, on page 888, it says Saturday, the seventh day of the week, the last day of the week. So according to Genesis 2, verse 3, that day that says, blessed be the seventh day, that's talking about Saturday. When you put these two together, so the blessed day of the Bible is Saturday. That's the blessed day of the Bible. So when you hear the Pope, they say the Pope is the vicar, which they say it means replacement. If you replace somebody, don't you do something that they do? But what do it say? What did Yahuwah say in St. John 14, verse 29-30? So now if the Pope of Rome is the vicar, and I forgot the big dignitary out of Utah, the head of the Latter-day Saints, he says, or he's taking over that position. He's the head man now, not the Pope. I think he's ex-surgeon. He needs to cut both open and peek down in the liver. Surgeon. He retired surgeon. And they said he's in his 90s now. He said he's a replacer. But when you replace somebody, don't you supposed to reflect what they did? They did. Now, we'll find out. So now, but Yahuwah forewarned us, Elder, in St. John chapter 14, 29, 30, backed up is with Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. And but Joe, do you have me Matthew chapter 12, have it written down and waiting on me there, Elder? I mean, but Joe of Israel, have me that Matthew chapter 12, verse 8, have a marker already in there. And we be back that way in a little while. So now, Elder, let's talk about what the Yahuwah said that he foretold the one that gonna carry his word in Matthew chapter 14, 29, and 30. What is that? Elder, look here. What is that? Elder?
Okay, Matthew's, what was that? Matthew's 29 and 30?
Well, make it St. John. St. John 14?
Yeah,
29
and 30.
Let's see what it says in St. John chapter 14, verse 29 and 30. Backed up it with Ephesians chapter
Ephesians.
2, verse 1 and 2. Then go right on over to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 4. What think we go?
3.
Put a triple hitter on there. We don't think we drop a triple hitter. Because we're trying to investigate, because, you know, the Bunker Gong contest is really, real high, but it don't reflect the titles that they said he has. They say he's the replacement for Yahuwah, the Son. But we're trying to find out why you don't do nothing that he got written in his Bible. You on the clock, Elder, come out.
Okay, looking at the book of St. John, chapter 14, verses 29, Ephesians 2, 1 and 2, and 2 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse number 4.
Well, make it Saint chapter John. 4, Elder. Well, make it chapter 4, Elder. Make it 2 Corinthians, chapter 4.
Corinthians,
And we're going to pick it up at verse number, we're going to pick it up at 1 down to verse 4. We're going to look at 2 Corinthians 4, 1, 2, 3,
4.
So you got a triple hitter. So, Errol, we're going to run back and watch you deal with a triple hitter. Come on.
St. John, looking at chapter 14, verse 29, it says, "And now I have told you, before it come to pass, that when it's come to pass, you might believe."
Start all over again, okay. Because one thing about it, see, when Brother Job come on airways, that's when all the ones that got that other spirit in them, they do everything they can to distract old Brother Job when he come on airways. I mean, it's always emergency when it's time to get on airways. Sooner or later, he's going to figure it out that Satan got into them. It will try to distract you from 6 to 9. We'll start again, Elder. Take your time, Elder, and come on with it.
Okay. St. John 14, verse 29. Going to Ephesians chapter 2, 1 and 2. And 2 Corinthians 4, 1 through 4. Starting at St. John 14, 29. 29 says, "And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it's come to pass, you might believe." Book of Ephesians, chapter 2.
Wait, that's 29. Read verse 30. Give me a little bit more there.
Okay.
That was, read verse 30. You read 29. Give me verse 30.
Okay. St. John, chapter 14. Reading verse number 30. 30 says, "Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and had nothing in me."
Yeah. He said, look here. He said, I ain't got much to say to you, but I'm telling you everything he knows. He said, one day up the road, the prince is coming, and the prince got nothing in me. That means this prince, when I talk about the good against evil, and he going to talk about evil against good. When he talk about Saturday, sundown Friday, sundown Sunday, he going to be talking about Sunday, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning. He going to be just as far as east meets the west. And then he going to put a title on him saying, "He is the replacement for me." So I'm telling you now, it is. Come on.
Ephesians chapter 2, reading verse 1 and 2. 1 says, "And you had he quickened, who were dead in trespass and sins." 2, "Where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power of the air, and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience."
Read verse 1 again, Elder.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. "And you had he quickened, who were dead and trespassed and sins."
He said, "You have he quickened." Hey, let's find out who is this you that he's talking about, you that he quickened that was dead. Let's go to 2 Ezra 2:16, Elder. Who is he talking about? Who is the you? See, that's why I said we got to take our time and teach on everything. But that's a good thing. Because one thing about it, when the school comes, we got plenty of lessons to teach the students. So who was the you that was once dead? and sin. Who is the you? Let's go to the fact of Ezra 2:16 and find out about who is the you. Elder Mr. Tim, let's talk about it in 2 Ezra 2:16.
Second, the book of 2 Ezra, chapter 2, verse number 16. 16 says, And those that be dead, will I raise up again from their place and bring them out of the graves, for I have known my name in Israel.
My name where?
In Israel. In Israel.
You hear that? So who did was once was dead, and now they were in the grave, but they knew my name. So according to verse 16, can you help the national audience out? Who are they talking about in Ephesians when you piggyback 2:16? It's talking about the children of the book, the children of Israel, right there. So when we read 2:1-2, he said, you was once dead. He have quickened and brought back to life. Then we precept the Bible to 2nd book of Ezra, 2:16. And the one was dead. He said, I'm going to raise you up out of the grave. That's big talk. Did he tell you who he going to raise up out of the grave? In the last statement of 2:16 is Israel. But not only that, we still going to precept a little bit more of that, because that's how the Spirit of Yahuwah works. So when the school is, we don't have plenty of lessons to teach. All we got to do is remember the lesson and put a title to it on those that he quickened that was dead, and the ones that was dead is Israel, the children of Israel. See that? He said he's going to raise them out of the grave. So now we've gone and precept it a little bit more. We can't leave that. It's the more meat on that bone. Hey, let's run over to Ezekiel 37, verse 4, and then we'll skip down to 10 and 11. Let's do a little work. Peter, one thing about it. When you got the Spirit of Yahuwah, he will dictate the lesson. With that WCC, is you going to talk anything about the mark of the beast? Oh, we'll get a mark of the beast. When we get ready, we'll get on it. We got some extra dignitaries to hear you continue on mark of the beast. Okay. We're going to get on the mark of the beast. We're going to get a little bit more on that, too, but we're going to take care of this first. It might be your radio station, but you don't run this. You run the radio station. So now, Elder, before I was rudely interrupted, in Ezekiel 37, verse 4, then skip down to verse 10 through 12. We're going to tie that in, but we'll be clear on what's going on. Ezekiel 37, 4, 10 to 12. What does it say, Elder?
Okay, Ezekiel chapter 34.
Ezekiel 37, verse 4, 10 and 12.
Again, he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of Yahuwah. Verse number 10. So I prophesied as he commanded me. And the breath came unto them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. 11. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dry, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our paths. Well, the apostles are saying to them, thus says Yahweh, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel.
Yeah. So look what we're going to find out. You see, the Bible will tell a whole story. We just got to know how to maneuver through this Bible and lose all about the God contest and get busy. So now we find out everything we need to find out. So when we go back to Ephesians 2, verse 1 and 2, Elder, see now we got all this precept, all this meat on the bone precept. So we clear exactly what Ephesians 2, 1 and 2 saying. It just is plain that those that in the spirit of Yahweh, they able to go to Ephesians chapter 1 and 2 and really do some damage in it. So now we find out even the walls of the sea, I'm going to bring you out of the grave. Remember we read in 2 Ezra 2:16, I'm going to bring you out of the grave. So now who's in the grave? In the mind, children of Israel. So you see, the school and the teachers going to have a lot of fun precepting the Bible and bringing them out of the grave of their mind. Because right now we are dead people in the mind. They'll give you a hat through the plumber, and they won't even tell you that the blessed day is Saturday, and they'll say, and give you the plumber, and let you walk out there with a plumber in your hand, not knowing that the blessed day is Saturday. Sundown Friday, sundown Saturday. Not letting you know with the plume in your hand that you are the children of Israel, the people of the book. You're not African American, Negro, and color, and supercolor. And therefore, the plume in your hand, and let you walk out of the door with not with all that knowledge you don't even know. So that's why we got to come now. We got to come now and show you who you really are. And you say, if you keep my law, you'll be above everybody and every nation, but one stipulation. You got to keep the law. You got it? Good. Now, yo, so we broke all that down. Back in Ezra 2:16, so we know what Ephesians 1 and 2 saying. So now you're going to read it here, Elder. And we see is there any more bones? So now you know who the Ephesians is now. So the Ephesians of the Bible is not what we call today in Christianity teaches the white man and the white woman. No. The Ephesians in the Bible is talking about the children of Israel that have been raised from the dead out of the grave through the word. Yeah? So that's plain. Now we're in again here. Ephesians 2, 1 and 2, come out.
Okay, in the book of Ephesians.
Chapter 2, verse 1. Ed.
Okay, verse.
Ephesians 2, verse 1 and 2.
1 says, and you had he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. 2, whereas in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power of the air that now worketh in the children of disobedience.
Now you tell me the school is not going to be exciting, Elder. Now, when we sit there with the kids in the school and break down the you was once dead, you was in the grave, and they'd be able to show them how to precept, don't you know that school It's going to be a winner, and Yahweh going to bless it 2-3 times more. Why? Are we able now to go into the Bible now through the precepts? And when we read the book of Ephesians with the precepts of Sacramento 2:16, we was able to find out that they're talking about the children of Israel, the one you call African-American and Negro and color. So we able to go in and say you and point at the 10 northern, the northern kingdom and part of Judah all into that church. So we able to point at this thing, and this is why it will be so exciting once the teachers is in place to be able to just flat out do the questions. Who is the you? And then they're going to get excited. And then you show them how to find out who the you is. The you is the children of Israel. How we know it? Because they were dead. How we know it? It was in the grave. How we know we come out the children of Israel were dead? Because we can go to another precept, hell. See, we can take one verse, and you can have the kids, the students in class so happy out of one verse, and none of these organizations are going to be able to do so, because it'll turn the light on and put them in the dark. In the book of Baruch, hell, we want to get one more precept on that, hell. Then we go and find Brother Joe. We want to go give one more precept on. We go on the book of Baruch. Hell. See, that's why we know the school's going to be a winner, because Yahweh is going to bless it. But remember, as the school go up, the teachers got to be in place. They got to be ready. They got to know how to hear and precept and make the students get happy, because they're learning that who they really are, and they're not what they've been said to be. Now, in the book Baruch, now, Baruch is a very, Baruch got his hand on a couple of dollars, and he was able to buy him some property in Israel. And Baruch was the scribe for Jeremiah. And Baruch was listening to Jeremiah from Jeremiah's mouth that he received from Yahweh about his time to tear down the nation of Israel. Then Baruch stopped with his pen while he was writing and so hollered, "Oh, woe is me. Oh, woe is you." He get ready to take down the whole nation of Israel, and Baruch still heard about woe is him. So he had old fig leg, old woman around the corner, and had him a nice house. So Yahweh told Jeremiah in the 45th chapter, he said, "You know what? You go tell Baruch, I still see you, Baruch," in 45th chapter. "Because you're thinking about yourself. I still keep you. But I'm going to let you live to tell my story on things." Paraphrase a little bit, but we're not going to read it. You can read it on your own time in Baruch 45. See, you cannot put yourself where it's all about you in these days right now. It's got to be about the land, school, the banquet hall. It's about getting Yahweh's people in line, then Yahweh is going to bless your hand. He's going to bless your hand once you get what he tell you to do. Get that prepared. Get the teachers prepared. So when the school go up, can't be all bumming around and can't precept nothing. Because the kids going to look at it and say, it sound like the school my mama taking it got me in. So if you don't precept the Bible and make it exciting, you don't know who the you is. You can't just tell them the you is the you. You got to let them read out of the Bible. So he said they were dead. Now watch your watch Abram knock out the park in Baruch chapter 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, Abram, what is that in Baruch chapter 3, 1, 2, 3, 4? Come on, Abram.
Look at Baruch chapter 3, reading verses 1 through verse number 4. 1 says, O Yahweh Almighty, Yahweh of Israel, the soul in anguish, the troubled spirit, cry unto thee. 2, hear, O Yahweh, and have mercy, and thou art merciful, and have pity upon us, because we have sinned before thee. 3, for thou endurest forever, and we perish utterly. O Yahweh Almighty, our Yahweh of Israel, hear now the prayers of the dead Israelites and of their children, which have sinned before thee, and not hearken unto the voice of their Yahweh, for the which cause these plagues cleave unto us.
You see that? Like that plane. See that plane. You see that? That Bible told you the whole story right there. See that? The Bible told you the whole story. So now when we read, so now when you go back and read Ephesians chapter 2, 1 and 2, you know, you mean all that is in there? Yes. 2, 1 and 2, let's go on down to that 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the now you see all that's in that. So in that verse you just got to read, Ephesians 1 and 2, oh, that was a big piece of meat. And we just about got it down to the bone. We could go more and more, but we're not. That's enough to give you what's called a
predetermination. Determination.
Give you off.
Predetermination.
Okay, good.
Predetermination.
Okay, good. We'll go with that. Oh, see, our job is to make it exciting through Yahuwah's word. Because Brother told me one time, he said, Brother, why don't y'all have, you know how you can get people everywhere? Why don't you have a weenie hot dog hamburger giveaway? I said, Brother, where are Yahuwah even about that? That's Christianity. No, you don't do that. You give them the word of Yahweh. If that don't draw them, it just don't draw them. You don't all of a sudden have no gotta. They giving away free hot dogs and Polish sausages and No, you don't do all that. Sabbath day, unless you cooking for the temple, you don't be doing none of that. So that don't work like that. Now that's Christianity. See, that's a trap from Satan the devil. What we're going to give you, we'll give you a microphone and put on your case and tell us why you the next day after Saturday, we'll let you sit out there with them young lines and tell them why you want to keep driving instead of Saturday. That's what we do. That's what we do for you. See, it ain't about no, listen, this is about your salvation. If you want your salvation, you right. Have to keep the law. That's simple as that. You crap it out by not keeping the law. Time can run out on you. That's good enough on that. Now, the dream of your Ephesians 1 and 2, Elder, so we say we put 30 minutes in just Ephesians 2, 1 and 2. So the class is going to be very exciting if we can precept the Bible and get the students happy and raise them from the dead and pull them from the grave. And now you know who's dead and you know who's in the grave. But Yahweh said, I'm going to get you out of that. Talking about your mind. 2 Corinthians 4. 1 down to verse 4. What is that in here? Read the Ephesians 2, 1 and 2, and we threw it. We just put it on the table, and we'll walk away and leave it right there. So we'll broke it down. So now when you read, you're supposed to see all that in it, but we just got through doing it. So Ephesians chapter 2, 1 and 2, let's get on down the road. Come on.
Ephesians 2, verse 1 and 2, one says, And you have he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. 2. Where in the time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now working in the children disobedience.
Yes. Now you see, that's a dark stand right there. But literally, you're reading it out of the book of Ephesians. Great. Come on, you know what it got in 2 Corinthians 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, reading verses 1 to verse number 4. 1 says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. 2. But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness or handling the world of Yahuwah deceitfully, but the manifestation of the truth, the word of Yahuwah deceitfully, but by the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of Yahuwah. 3. For our gospel, it is hid to them that are lost. 4. And whom the Yahuwah of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Yahuwah the Son, who is the image of Yahuwah, should shine unto them.
Victoria. Read verse 1 again,
Elder. 1 says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not.
Okay, we faint not. Let's precept that is the Proverbs 24:10, Elder. What do you mean by if we got this ministry, we faint not? What are you talking about? Where is Paul pulling that from? Find out where Paul pulling that from. Where is he pulling that from? We faint not. Since we got this ministry, we faint not. We got this ministry. We don't faint in this ministry. Because if we faint, what he got? Where is he pulling that from in the book of Proverbs 24, verse 10, L?
Book of Proverbs, chapter 24, verse 10, yes. If thou faint in the day of adversary, thy strength is small. Adversity. I'll read that again. If I faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small.
You did it? He said, now, if this thing get hot and heavy on you, then you all of a sudden you start fainting, and it get hot and heavy on you. Like one of those good quick officers might come by and grab the microphone and get the moaning, groaning, and turn it up on you. If you don't rev back, let him do his thing with the microphone. Let him do his thing. But when he comes up to me, he's gonna put a verse on it. You don't try to out talk him. No, can't out talk him. You can't out talk the Christian pastor. No. Cannot talk to him at all. Don't even try that. You can't win the bump the gong contest. You got to hit him with some scriptures. That's why he come up from all that moaning and groaning. So you don't faint when it's hot and heavy, because you're going to get hot and heavy. And we try to prepare you for the hot and heavy now. Showing you how you, when it goes to Ephesians, you got to ask them, who this book is talking about? What it's talking about? The nation, especially the white man and white woman. No. Talking about the scattered Israelites. And now you'll mess them up as hell. So now, Brother Joe, let's, now know you got my Matthew chapter 12, verse 8, Brother Joe. Now you're on the clock. Hey, Brother Joe of Israel. Matthew chapter 12, verse 8. What it say, Brother Joe?
Matthew chapter 12, verse 8, and it reads, "For the Son of Man is Yahweh, even of the Sabbath day."
What that word say there? Because remember, you're not on airways to educate yourself. Get to other people. What word is there for they can follow along with you? Hold on there, Brother Joe. See, we here on this network 6 nights a week to educate those that looking for him. We ain't trying to feed our own flesh. Now, we want to stick to plain words. To build them up first. Then we can go to them words that you just got through you. So now, let's go back over that 12 verse 8. And remember, you're doing this to help them. Matter of fact, you got a whole building over there and you're trying to get in order. So you got to put the easy words on them then work their way up out of the grave. Matthew 12 verse 8, come on.
Matthew 12 verse 8, and it reads, "For the Son of Man is the Yahweh, even of the Sabbath day."
So he's the Yahweh of the Sabbath day. And I went in the dictionary yesterday, and I'm out going in again. So like I said, we got new listeners all over the world. And it talks about in this book called The New Lexicon Westphal Dictionary of the English Language. So he's Yahweh of the Sabbath day. Let's find out when is that when you go to your dictionary. You know, in school they say you take these questions home and write the definition according to your dictionary. Now, then they'll grade you on it. If you use a dictionary definition, you come back and you get an A on your paper.
Yeah.
So we on page 875. And he say he's Yahweh of the Sabbath day. Let's see what it says here. Sabbath. S-A-B-B-A-T-H, the seventh day of the week. From sundown on Friday until sundown Saturday. Read that again. From sundown on Friday, because until sundown on Sunday. So we go all the way from sundown Friday to sundown
Saturday.
The sun goes down on Saturday, and that day is the beginning of Sunday. So as soon as the sun goes down, that's the beginning of Sunday. See, Yahweh's time is sunset time. Man time is 12:01. So when you're doing the Sabbath day, and he's Yahweh of the Sabbath day, that means when the sun sets tomorrow night, he becomes Yahweh of that day. And that day go all the way around to Saturday when the sun set, and then that's when he stopped being Yahweh of the Sabbath day, because 7 days over. Then you're up into the first day of the week. You're in the early part of Sunday. Early part of Sunday at night. So he's the Yahweh of the Sabbath day. So how can a pope be replacing for him, the vicar replacement, and he ain't keeping sundown Friday, sundown Saturday? See, that shows you that he's not genuine. Otherwise, he's lying to you. Let's get a precept on that. But Joe, let's go to Luke chapter 6, verse 5. Let's get a precept there, Brother Joe. Let's get a precept on that. Luke chapter 6, verse 5. What it say there, Joe?
Luke chapter 6, verse 5. And it reads here, Luke chapter 6, verse 5. And it reads this. All right, here we go. All right.
Luke
No, I'm there, sir. Luke chapter 6, verse 5. And it reads, okay, the peace and stuff okay. Luke chapter 6, verse 5, it reads, 6:5 of Luke. And he said unto them that the Son of Man is Yahweh, also of the Sabbath.
Yeah, to Yahweh the Sabbath day. And you got a yellow marker there right there. Tell one of them neighbors you're past your want to be always bailing that dough between 6 and 9. Tell them past your yellow marker. And put some yellow on some of these good statements there, Brother Joe. So he found that he's Yahweh of the Sabbath day. And we look in the dictionary and find out what day of the Sabbath day is. It tells us on page 875, sundown Friday is the start, sundown Saturday to an end. So that's what he's Yahweh of. So how could a man be replacing by him and not doing nothing that he do?
Now
the Pope got a title being the bigger replacement for Yahweh the Son, but he ain't not keeping his Sabbath day. Sundown Friday, sundown Thursday. Let's go to Mark chapter 2, verse 27-28. Let's see what said, Brother Joe. We're going to Mark chapter 2, verse 27-28. Because it's all over the Bible what he's saying. Everybody talks about it, but we never hear it read by nobody. Mark chapter 2, 27-28. What
is
that, Brother Joe of Israel?
Mark chapter 2, verse 27 and verse 28. And he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not for man, for the Sabbath. Ooh, verse 28. Therefore, the Son of Man is Yahweh also of the Sabbath. Hallelujah,
He said, I made the Sabbath day for man. He said, I made the Sabbath day for man. Sundown Friday, sundown Saturday. That's how you honor me. This is made for man. It's Sabbath day. And man means one man, two, and family. I made the Sabbath day for man to worship me. Sundown Friday, sundown Saturday. That's my day. So how can a man say he's replacing for me and he ain't keeping the sundown Friday, sundown Saturday? So it's not adding up. That's why the school going to be so important. But we got to be able to show them, well, why are we here? Well, why are we here on Saturday? That's the day we have fun time. No. Saturday is the day before being the Bible. Do you know if you got the Fun Town and the River Brew, do you know on Saturday is when you took back on some of them rides stopped up there in midair and you couldn't get down? Some of them rides flipped over in midair. Some of them things that happened double and triple to you, African-American Negro, the true Israelites of the Bible, it's always between Friday night and Saturday night. This is when you get in trouble. Why? Because you're supposed to be keeping the Sabbath day. See, this was made for you, children of Israel. It was made for you to keep Friday night to Saturday night. Then after that, when the sun go down, then you folks start get off at the things that is lawful in Yahweh, you know, when the sun sets on Saturday. Then you folks say, then you folks figure out some things that you're supposed to do but after you got your Yahweh right. Now, let's get one more in on that, Brother Joe. Because we got somebody in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Now, Moses, we still waiting on you to say hallelujah, Yahweh, Now, WCC says they still working on your microphone, but try and see what it sounds like, Mother E. Hey, Mother E, can you crack that microphone up and say hallelujah, wow, for the seer to know that you are ready to go, because they've been working on your microphone since for the last hour and a half. So by now, according to what I'm hearing now, your microphone is just about ready to put some audio in it. Is that right, Mother E? Can I get a Yahweh? Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Mother E? We still working on her microphone. Okay. All right. Half the broadcast already is. Second Corinthians chapter 11 there, Brother Joe.
Right.
And we also see Sister Sarah Israel, and we're going to find out if she want to holler in that microphone a little bit. Sister Sarah Israel, shortly, we're going to find out. Hey, Brother Joe, what do we say that what we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, speaking of it, chapter 11? And let's find out something we need to know. What we need to know that we can read in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, chapter 11, verse 13. What
does
it say there,
Brother
Joe?
2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 13, and it reads, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Yahweh."
Go ahead, read. Matter of fact, I tell you what. Hold on, Brother Joe. Hold on. We got to bring that in. We got to remember the national audience page. Now, Paul is giving a song last to the one that over there, the Israelites is over there in Corinthians, because he has left them and then turned around and started going, coming from another way. So we got to take care of that shortly. So now back up to verse number 11. Let's walk into this for the national audience sake. Let's pick it up at 2 Corinthians 11, verse number 11. Let's walk into it at it. Brother Joe, come on. 11, let's walk into it. Come on.
2 Corinthians 11, verse 11, and it reads, "Wherefore, because I love you not, Yahweh know." Verse 12, "But what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that within the glory."
Now what are you saying? I got to talk about that.
Let me read that.
Now, you're ready. Now, you're done your part. You've done your part. Let them see it get in for a minute. So we find an object. So Paul say, "I'm here because you got a lot of them is talking some Bible, but ain't doing the Bible. They want to be the holy ruler." That's what he's saying. He says, "I come to cut off their occasion because they look forward to manipulating you." So I'm finna just calling them out. That's what he said. And that's what we're doing right now, is calling out the ones. If you think your pastor is all that, then call the number 224-600-5579, and we'll set a table out southeast, north, west, the bacon, all the open land we have. We'll set a table out there and the microphone, and you tell us, why you call him Lord God Jesus Christ? Why you don't wear friends? Why you eat hogs? Why you keep Sunday? We'll give you the microphone. You welcome. Just call the number, and we'll set it up, and we'll put the young lions on you. The young lions moderate with you, but they give you all the space you want. Show us why you keeping Sunday, which is the first day of the week. Let's see what Sunday is according to the dictionary. Let's look at Sunday here. Sunday. Go back to the dictionary. I know everybody got an old dusty dictionary up on the counter somewhere. 92. Let's do the same. Sunday, the first day of the week, the day of the song. People want to know, why are you keeping Sunday, first day of the week, the day of the song? I want to know. You take the microphone, because they have already said it's not enough. See, you know how all the microphones is ready to go and everything. So you might as well pass them in a couple of hands, and old preachers, and let them holler in the microphone. Get out there and tell them. Got plenty of elbow space. Tell us why you keeping Sunday first day of the week. Sunday's the first day of the week. Sunday is the first day of the week. Monday is the second day of the week. It's the first day you got to go back to work on Monday, right? First day you got to go to school, but according to the dictionary, Monday is the second day of the week. Let me read that. Look, let's look at Latter-day Saints at. Oh, what is that? I missed that. What is that? What do you mean you missed it, Latter-day Saints? Out of Utah? You missed it. Okay, let's go to Monday. We go on to Monday out of the dictionary and find out when it's Monday. Monday. We're going to find out from this dictionary when it's Monday. M-O-N, let's signify Monday. Well, we're going to tell you what page is on Monday. Let's see, Monday. Here you go. Page 644. Monday. M-O-N-D-A-Y. The second day of the week. Here? You mean you go to high school, they give you the promo, and they never tell you that Monday is the second day of the week. They let you walk out of there with the promo in your hand. You know, you got your captain gowns on, and they never tell you Monday is the second day of the week. It ain't this there. Sunday is the first day. Monday is the second day. Good? All right. What was that, Bob? What was I just talking about there? Somebody else told me. What was he on? Why did I do that? Oh, yeah. So we have the Latter-day Saints. They missed that one, so now they got it. Okay, good. So now, where are we at there, Brother Joe Bishop? What are we working with, Brother Joe?
11:11. And on 2 Corinthians, we left off at wherefore, because I love you not. Therefore I know it. But will I do that I do will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found, even as we.
You see that? That's big talk. Now, that's big talk. I mean, I can really get into that, but I guess I'm not. But see, that's why he's there, because he's seen everybody skinning and grinning, and they come to the temple site. But the ones they had that was teaching them was not teaching them right. So Paul said, I'm going to cut that off. I'm going to see if y'all going to do some books. Now Paul could bust him in the middle of the street right now. He going to tell him exactly who been standing before y'all while he was gone. Now, you know, he could tell you exactly what Paul say in verse 13. Now read it.
Okay. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Yahweh's Son.
Yeah. I mean, you see, he said that they're not working right. They false teachers. They false apostles. They false. They lying to you like a rug. Paul is working on them now. Paul taking care of business. See, that's what we do. See, like we tell you, I don't care what ministry it is. If you keep in Sunday and holler, Lord God, Jesus, why don't you come to the triple side of Camp 1, or if you located close to Camp 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, They don't mind entertaining you. Why do you do what you do? Why do you eat hogs? Why you don't wear no branches? Why you holler the Lord God and Jesus? Why you not keeping the business 23? We want to know. We'll give you the microphone and tell them. We won't interrupt you. We'll put the young lions on you. We'll let, they'll roar with you after you come up with the mail. We want to know. Call the number, 224-600-5579. We got plenty of room for you. You know, plenty of room for you. Matter of fact, if you get so many, we'll put a tent out there for you. We'll put a tent out there. Get up on the tent. Take the microphone. They ever said, the microphone is ready to holler all across the, you know, all to the expressway somewhere. See? You know, we're here to help you. Why do you do what you do? Do the Bible support? How can you call yourself the vicar? The vicar, and you ain't doing nothing the Bible telling you to do. How you replace him, and you ain't doing what he do? Hell, read what he do in Luke 4:16. How you replacing him, and this what he did in Luke 4:16? Hey, what he do in 4:16? Hell, Luke.
In the book of Luke, chapter 4, reading verse number 16, says, "And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read."
Did you hear that? He went to the temple on the Sabbath day and stood to read. He didn't go there on Sunday and step and hold his hand out the window. You know, with a big meat sandwich in one hand and got his hands in there. People's all out there looking up on it. He's whipping out. He's holding a big robe with no fringes on. Going to a confession booth they'll put together in the 1500. You know? Why do you do what you do? That's all we want to know after you come up with the mail. First, break down why you do what you do. The way you've been taught, we let you have the flow. Remember, class is on Saturday. It's 12 o'clock until the sunset. Although we might be on a broadcast and Cow Talk, 12 all the way up, but Cow Talk, Blog Talk Radio, but y'all will be in there from 2 to 5. So we'll be out there, you can be in the yard with the young lions all the way to the sunset. Yeah, work with you. You don't know why you do what you do. Why? Good. Now, read another verse there, Joe.
Okay, here we go. Verse 17. And there...
Hold on. I want 14 again, because I want 14 and 15 again.
Okay. Verse 14. And Yahuwah the Son returned.
Where you at, Brother Joe? Did you come on back to 2 Corinthians, Brother Joe?
Luke.
Come on back to 11th chapter and pick it up right on by verse 14, 14 and 15. But
you want me to go back?
It'll jump down at all. So, 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 14. What
is that? Okay. Going back to 2 Corinthians. Gotcha. Here we go.
2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 14. And that's why you remember.
Okay,
tell
yourself
to hell.
I'm there.
Remember the elder said be what words you say again, the elder? I'll bring it out again to you, Brother Joe. Come on the radio station. What again?
Quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah will flow smoothly.
One more time, elder.
Quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah will flow smooth.
song for Job. 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, particularly verse 14 and 15. What
does it say
there
for Job? 2 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 11. You clear?
Hold on, Brother Joe. 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 14. Cut out your fire marker. Put a marker in for you. 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 14 and 15. You left off on 13. You went away. Now we back.
This
now
mark,
you to read verse 14 and 15. That Brother Joe.
2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14 and 15. Verse 14. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into a righteous spirit of light.
What's righteous about Satan? Now, Satan ain't never righteous. So that was your time to read the way you see it, because Satan ain't never like it. Satan ain't never going to try for nothing righteous. Remember, he's a hell raiser all the way, according to chapter 1 to 11. He can be a hell raiser all the way until Yahweh take him out. He a hell raiser. He ain't never like it. He's wicked.
Okay, still.
So in verse 14, this is a wicked angel. He's a hell raiser. 14 again, transformed into a hell raiser. He's a hell raiser angel. But whatever. But he ain't good. Verse 14 again.
Okay. Verse 14. I thought you probably wanted me to read 11 where you had me mark it off. I remember you changed it.
See, I can precept that, what you just said, but I ain't going to do it. I can go and precept that all day long in 2 Kings chapter 5, but I ain't going to do it. Just read the verse 14.
Yeah, it's 11:11. Wherefore? Because I love you not. That's why I know it.
No. Hold on. Just read verse 14.
14. And no marvel for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
Angel.
Right. Verse 15.
Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the minister of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works.
Is that? So Jacob was always appearing to be all right, but they ain't all right. That's why we're going to invite these pastors to come on by and sit down, because we're going to let you fall on the microphone and show why you do what you do. Why do you call him Jehovah? Have your pastor, those that got the Jehovah pastor, how do you call him Jehovah? Where you get that from? Jehovah. Huh? See, Jehovah. And Jehovah witnesses is not the witnesses of the Bible. The witnesses of the Bible is the people of the book, not Jehovah. Why do you call him Jehovah? We are the Jehovah witnesses. Why do you? We want to know from the Bible, where did you get that from? We're going to bring up your history or where that come from, who behind it, after you explain, well, did you get that Jehovah Witness from? We is very nice. We'll let you tell us, where did you get that from, with the Bible open. And we'll bring up the date organization started. And we'll see where it connect with anything according to the Bible. We do things, but we do things to heaven. We do nothing to, and we're not anti anybody. We from this pro-12 trials of Israel. We're not anti-anybody. But produce your call. If you got, if you call him Jehovah or Jireh Nisi, all we're going to ask you is why so. Where did you get it from? Then go to work on it. So we can take a telephone. Matter of fact, if anybody got a telephone to take and say, telephone, what is God's true name? Is anybody on the panel? Maybe, I don't know, is Sister Sarah Israel? She's sitting around with a telephone in her hand. Let's find out by Sister Sarah Israel. Is she really hard on that microphone? Is it? Hey, Sister Sarah Israel, y'all quite big to see you. Israel. Yahweh BJC, right? I've been noticing microphones have been kind of muted out for some reason. I don't know. Could anybody look on at their telephone? Or?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. You can look on your cell phone or computer or even your smartwatch and say, what's the true name of God? And it will come back and say, today most scholars spell God's name as YHWH, which is referred to the Tetragrammaton, which reads consisting of four letters, YHWH, in Hebrew, as you say, Yahweh. The four letters of God is found in Hebrew text more than 6,823 times.
So the name, the four letters, when you ask your phone, what is God's true name? You say YHW. They have a long word at the bottom, but you can bypass all that. So I don't know, why do you call him Jehovah? Why? Why? Why do you do that? I mean, but once the light is turned on, and then you find the truth, you just make a judgment. That's all. Just make a judgment. What kind of judgment you make? A Bible. And the reason why you do it according to the Bible, because, what do it say in 1:16:13 of Psalms? I'm going to tell you why you use the Bible. Why do you use the Bible? And once you hear the Bible verses, then you just make a put down what mama and daddy, if the Bible contradicts mother and daddy and auntie and uncle and brother, then just go with the Bible. For example, now we're not reading 2 Samuel 2:31-3. We're not reading. But the angel came to David. And it tells you in Matthew 12:31-37. If you blaspheme what the angels say, you ain't got nothing coming in this world or the world to come.
Yes.
That's what's written in Matthew 12:31-37. So the angel now is sent directly to David in 2 Samuel 2:31-3. So now David is getting ready to hear what the angel got to say to him in 1:16:13. So I'll paint the picture. Where is that 1:16:13
at Psalm? Okay, in the book of Psalms, chapter 116:13 says, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the God.
How many letters is that?
Four letters. YHWH.
Okay. Now, that was David's case. Now, on the right side of the book, in Matthew 16:17, can you help those see out in Matthew 16:17? Because somebody's going to pull something, but I won't know what's his resume to pull anything. I won't know Peter's resume. How would I want to know? I want to know his resume. We're going to find out what his resume is, Peter's resume. And Matthew 16:17. Well, get out. Hey, Elder, what do you think?
Book of Matthew, chapter 16, reading verse 17, says, And Yahweh the Son answered, said unto them, to him, Bless art thou, Simon of Jonah, for flesh and blood had not revealed it unto me, but my Father which is in heaven.
So you see, he said, my Father is the one is working with you, Peter. My Father is working with you. He elbowed me out the way. He said, let me have old Peter. So what did Peter write? Acts 4:12. Hey, yo, what did Peter write in Acts 4:12?
Book of Acts, chapter 4, looking at verse number 12, says, Neither is there any salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Read again, Elder.
Okay. Verse number, chapter 4, verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
So you see what he said? He said, ain't but one name gonna get you saved. Ain't but one name for salvation. One name. One name. Now we're gonna read what is all said and done. Let him tell you in 14 verse 9 of Zechariah about this one name. Now everybody been beat down. Everybody in their place, and then he's going to reiterate something, and that we're going to read that he talked about in Deuteronomy 6, verse 4. But we're going to the end of the world and read what Zechariah said in 14, verse 9. What is that in 14, verse 9 to help?
Book of Zechariah, chapter 14, looking at verse number 9, says, And the Yahweh shall be king over all the earth. And that day shall there be one Yahweh and his name one.
His name what?
His name one.
One. One. When it's all said and done, so your mama's talking about Buttercup now. His name is one. Oh, no. Y-H-W-H. When he gets to beating everybody down, they're going to be clear that his name is one. And then, what did he say? Hey, yo, give me a 6 verse for Deuteronomy. But, Brother Joe, now what did he say to Malachi in 3:16-18, Brother Joe? What did he say about that to the seer? And 3:16-18. Hey, Brother Joe of Israel, what he said in Malachi chapter 3:16-18, come on.
All right, see, I'm running in now. Okay, Malachi. 3:16
down to verse 18. Make a writing of it on the paper, and then take
right,
off.
Malachi 3:16-18. All right. Malachi 3:16-18. And it reads, Then they that feared the Yahweh spake often one to another, and the Yahweh hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Yahweh and that thought upon his name. Ooh-wee. Verse 17. And they shall be mine, saith the Yahuwah of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Verse 18. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth Yahuwah and him that serveth him not.
Yeah. So he said, when he make up his jewel, the one that spoken often of his name, when he start putting his name together, he'll say, well, who spoke upon when I make up my jewel? Time to beat everybody down. Who called on my name? Well, all one we know calling your name was the 690 Council, boss of a Jewish life. Who happened to everybody else? No, they ain't calling your name. They called him Jehovah Jireh and Nisi and Lord God and Jesus. Oh, they did. Okay, well, tomorrow night lesson, they're going to show you what he gonna do for those that cannot call him, who won't pucker up and get them four letters right. He said, when he make up his jewels, they that spoke often of his name. Now, precept that often about his name, and to Exodus 3, verse number 15, Brother Job Israel. Now, let's see what he says. Those that spoke often about his name. He said, they going to be mine. And he said, what he going to do? I will spare him as a man spares on his son. So you see how important the name is? Listen, so we got to know what name you got to speak on often. We're going to precept it back to Exodus 3:15. And we're going to find out what do the Bible say. What name do you always have coming out your mouth? And you not confused. Exodus 3:15, Brother Job Israel, come on.
Exodus 3:15. And Yahweh said, moreover, unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Yahweh of your fathers, the Yahweh of Abraham, the Yahweh of Isaac, the Yahweh of Israel, hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever. And this is my memorial unto all generations. Hallelujah.
You know what I'm saying? So he said, this is my name forever. So forever, ever, ever. So how did the name get to be Lord God and Jesus and Jehovah Jireh and me? How did it happen? He said, this is my name forever. The four letters is my name forever. So how did forever get, they call it, blackjack? How did you blackjack the word called forever? How did you blackjack the word called forever? He said, forever, ever, that's my name. The four letters, Y-H-W-H, that's it. So now another seer in 42 verse 8, see exactly what the seer doing? That's how the Spirit works with you. But you got first come clean. Get able one name for salvation. Then what you see the seer do, and the six anointed camp do, if you visit any of the camps, the Spirit tell you. Able one name. So those that have any other name, he told Isaiah to put what he think about that. When you call on any other names in the four letters, he told Isaiah to put it in writing. He said, well, nobody's going to bring it up, but forces of the two is like, they're on the count. They don't want to read Isaiah 42, verse 8. What is that, Brother Joe?
Isaiah 42, verse 8, and it reads, All right, here we go. I am the Yahweh, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images.
You see that? You see, that's my name. You see, I mean, listen to me. When you sit there and listen to your better half, friends, call about all your other names, even you know it's empty. He's not giving no glory, no honor to no other name. So they got to know this. Before you put your tithe, free will offering in the box, they got to be clear. This Isaiah 42, verse 8. And he made it plain how he operates, Brother Joseph and Amos 3, verse 7. He made it plain how he operates. So be turning to Amos 3, verse 7, Brother Joe, while I'm still talking. So now, he made it plain how he talks. He said, when it comes down to the four letters, YHW, I'm talking about glory to another name. So if you're going to call him Jehovah Jireh and Nisi, listen, that is empty, and empty from empty, nothing from nothing, leave nothing. I got money into this ministry. I'm paying you my tithes, free will offering, I'll put all my time in. But why we can't use the right name? Because long we call him Jehovah Jireh and Nisi, he said he's not giving his glory to another name than the four letters. What is that? Isaiah 42, verse 8, Exodus 3:15, and the elder getting ready to read Deuteronomy 6, verse 4. He read Zechariah 14, verse 9 already. And Peter came back in Acts 4:12. David talked about it in 1:16:13. I mean, it's all over the book. One name. So, Mr. Preacher, why can't we use the one name? I might be a fly on the wall when he gets in there. I bet it's going to be biblical. It'll be something that somebody told him, you know, and slid him or two cases, you know, them green things and make him speak in tongue when he can open that suitcase. Up. You know, I see that preacher, he went to that job, and he seen all that money in that job. He said, "Well, get a preacher speaking in tongues, all right? Just drop that money down." And he'll start speaking in tongues for you. And he see all that money. So listen, that money is going to perish, according to Acts chapter 8. He said, "Your money going to perish with you." In Acts chapter 8, listen, Mr. Preacher, I'm going to give you your tithe. I'm going to give you your free will offering, your donation. I'm going to still donate my time in. But why did he call him Jehovah Jireh and Nisi? Knowing that the fact that the word Jehovah is a new modern day word, coming up with YHWH. Now listen to how they say it. Phil, you got to prove that. I mean, how many times I've proved Jehovah is coming up before left? I'll tell you what. I got a minute. We got a minute, and we're going to take that most steps. Let's write down the word Jehovah. Let's spell the word Jehovah. Let's spell it first. Now, spell the word Jehovah. Let's write it down. Let's show you soundly that Jehovah, what this word is about. Now, we're going to spell the word Jehovah. We're going to start spelling it Jehovah. We're going to spell the word out. And then we're going to take a look and see can that word hold up. We're going to see can it hold up. And we're going to spell the word Jehovah. Now you can pick the word up all over the book. We're going to spell the word.
Okay.
All right. Let's spell that word Jehovah.
Jay.
Israel there. Now, the blessing is only in the four letters. So right now, that's the flag right there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's seven letters right there. So that's a flag up already. Now, let's go and dissect this name. J-E-H-O-B-A-H, Jehovah. Now, we can see what that word hold up now. Because you got a big organization called Jehovah Witnesses and everything. Now, the J was not invented until the latter part of the 15th, 16th, 1700s. J. The J come from the I. And the I come from the Y. So it is right there. So you write down Jehovah came from the I. In some of your Bibles, you see Jehovah spelled with I. But the I come from the Y. So now you got in slot one, J, modern, I, middle ages, come from the Y, ancient. Y. In the Semitic language, it's no vowel. It's no A, E, I, O, or U. No vowel in the original text of the 22 alphabets of Semitic. No vowel. Vowels came in between the 6th and the 9th century. The Masoretes, citizens of Esau, brought in the vowel points in the 6th century to the 9th century. The Masoretes, they brought in the vowel points. Get over, put a cross on the E. So bring down the Y. So now you got YH. Remember, it was no O. It's no O in the 22 alphabet of Semitic. No O's, so cross that out. The V is a modern-day word, a letter, V. It comes from the W. The V, like I said, in Bar, all it, Germanists, they invented the V. The V comes from the Y, so cross out the V and bring down the W. That V is a modern term. Look up the definition of when the V came in place. It comes from the ancient W. It wasn't no A, no vowel. Cross it out. And bring down the H. And what you got covered up in Jehovah? Y-H-W-H. That's called identity self. That's called, when you call Jehovah, that's identity self. You covered up the true name. Y-H-W-H. So if you're in a ministry and you call him Jehovah Jireh Nisi, that's identity theft. That's a crime today, and they can't figure out how to catch that. As a matter of fact, identity theft is so heavy, they have you when you're teaching on the radio, taking cars and going to boat rides and buying watches, rings, and everything, you'd be on a class teaching. Identity theft is rough. Huh? As a matter of fact, identity theft started in 1948, too, over there in the land of Israel. You know, sons of Esau, they taking the name, they boot you out of there and call you African American Negro. That's all the ones over there in the land of Israel. That's identity theft. That's Esau over there. Huh? See, identity theft is rough. I mean, they hit you with identity theft every time that you got to find all kind of authorization. They call that word you got to go get them what's that word, Elder? Authorization or, I'm saying it wrong. It's the word you got to go get them where they can go and dismiss that. You got to get them an authorization. Then they go dismiss that. You tell Dennis that was wrong. But who started Dennis that we hit it around? Jehovah Witness started up Dennis Death. In 1948, they started Dennis Death. Dennis Death is rough. When you talk about Jehovah Jireh Nisi, it's a cover up of YHWH. You see that? Now, remember Peter was educated by the Father. Look what Peter says, Elder, in Acts chapter 3, verse 4 out of verse 13. Remember, once you find out who to look for, and And you ain't never find out in the Bible look for no pope or no cardinal or no bishop. Matter of fact, the bishop word didn't come in existence to without our Wednesday. But I'm looking right at the timeline of the word called bishop. But you can't take care of everything in a set, but we're trying to take care of something now. Now, remember, Peter was ordained by the Father. The Son said, I didn't tell you none of this, Peter. My Father in heaven told you this. So Peter had the power. Look what Peter did when he came to the boat down in verse 13. Still, let's watch old Peter in action. In Acts chapter 3, go down to verse 13. Hey, what is that hell?
Okay, looking in the book of Acts, chapter 3, reading verses 4 to verse number 13. Okay. 4. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. 6. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I not, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Yahweh the Son of Nazareth, rise up and walk. 7. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. 8. And he, waking up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and speaking and praising Yahweh. 9. And all the people saw him walking and praising Yahweh. 10. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at which had happened unto him. 11. As the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's Greatly Wonder. 12. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, yea, men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why ye look so earnestly on us, as though by our own power, righteousness, we had made this man to walk? 13. The Yahweh of Abraham and the Yahweh of Isaac and of Israel, the Yahweh of our fathers, had glorified his son, Yahweh the Son, whom he delivered up, and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. 14.
You mean he didn't have to go to no confession booth? He didn't have to go to no confession booth? No. That's 1,500 years after this. This is 1,500 years after. Now, that's from Satan the devil. Or confess, a Roman Catholic confession booth. 1,500? No. This is what happened. Here's all what happened right now. What happened that we can read that Peter said? You know, that was ordained by Yahweh. What did he say in verse number 7? I mean, 6 and 7. Let's see what Peter said. Let's take your time here. Let's see what Peter said to this lame man that was there. He had his cup out. He tried to get covered out in this. And Peter said, I ain't got no covered out there in your pocket, my man. You said at the temple waiting on the covered out to hit in your bucket, your ass seen and everything else. I got something better than that place. That's what Peter said. Because he got himself right in the doorway. And he was shaking his cup. You know, what you got on my cup, you know. Like they say, what you got on my drink? How much you got on my drink? Peter said, listen, I ain't got nothing on your drink. But this is what I've got for you in verse 67. Read again, Ayo.
We're reading verse number 6 and verse number 7. So everybody know where we're at in the book of Acts chapter 3. Verse number 6. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Yahweh, the Son of Nazareth, rise up and walk. 7, took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength.
You see that? So he had to go and sit there behind. No compassion boot, huh? No, it don't work like that. Hire you to replace it for Yahweh the Son, and you don't do nothing, Yahweh the Son. Peter told say in the name of YHWH, get up and walk. And immediately, the bones and everything starts spinning. And they say, those brothers can suck the basketball. Leaping, jumping, everything. It's all about the name. It's all about the name. Something trying to tell you, you got to have the name. Because the name do what for your AL. If you tell a national audience in 2031 what the name would be for you, St. John, by having a name, not Jehovah Jireh Nisi, not Lord God Jesus Christ, not Allah, but you got the right name, look what's written in the book called St. John. Chapter 20, verse 41. What is written there?
Okay, in the book of St. John, chapter 20, looking at 31, I do believe you said. 31 says, but these are written that you might believe that Yahweh the Son is the Yahweh the Son of Yahweh, and that believing you might have life through his name.
You got life. What kind of way? Through the name.
Listen, through the name.
You got life according to the name. Now come on back and give me Deuteronomy. When you say somebody.
6-4.
Deuteronomy 6. You made a profound statement in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1. And we're going to skip down to verse number 3 and 4.
Okay. Deuteronomy 6, 1, 3, and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Verse number 1. Now these are the commandments, 12 instructions, the statutes and the judgments which the Yahweh, your Yahweh, commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land where ye go to possess it. Verse 3 and verse number 4. 3. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that they may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily as the Yahweh, thy fathers, had promised thee in the land that floweth with milk and honey. 4. Hear ye, Israel, the Yahweh, our Yahweh, is one Yahweh.
How many letters is that?
YHWH, 4 letters.
You see that? Well, you see, not this. I love to see anybody that's connected with Jehovah Witness and they're in the Jehovah Witness ministry. I love to see their pastor bring their pastor to and let him take the microphone and just let him explain why he's going with the Jehovah, 7 letters, and Yahweh said 4 letters. I'd love to be just to sit there and listen and him explain why do he is in an organization called a Jehovah Witness. The witness of the Bible is the children of Israel. Jehovah got 7 letters to it. It's a cover up. It's a demi temple for YHWH. I'd love to be sitting there just to hear him wig out of there. I'd like to hear him wig out of there. But let's move on down the road. Let's go to Brother Job Israel. Let's go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 4. And we're going to pick up at verse number 4, down to verse 3. Read powerful and read with the audio and some video and bring out 2 Thessalonians chapter 4. 2 verse 4. 2 Thessalonians, Brother Job Israel. I want you to look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4 down to verse 12, and read with some zeal for this national audience and give me a closing statement there, Brother Job. Here you go.
Here we go,
Brother Job. Chapter 2, verse 4 of 2 Thessalonians.
Pour out of verse 12. The floor is yours in a closing
statement.
Come on, Brother Joe. Chapter
2 of 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 2, verse 4 out of verse 12.
Chapter
Give 2. Give that microphone and
I know I'm trying to write this down. 2 Thessalonians. I see it, but okay. 2 Thessalonians.
Chapter 2.
All right, thank you. Chapter 2.
4 to 12.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Yahuwah, the Son, and by our gathering together unto him, verse 2, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or by trouble, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day, as the day of the Yahuwah is at hand. Verse 3, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except ye come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Verse 4, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called Yahuwah, or that is worship, so that he as Yahuwah sitteth in the temple of Yahuwah, showing himself that he is Yahuwah. Verse 5, remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. Verse 6, and now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. Verse 7, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. Verse 8, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Yahuwah shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with brightness of his coming. Verse 9, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, they sin, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Verse 11. And for this cause, Yahweh shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. Verse 12. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Verse 13. But we are bound. Remarkable lesson that the seer has allowed us to see through the eyes of the righteous Yahweh, the Son of Yahweh the Father. Though we read this, we know we have much more to come. So I praise Yahweh, the Father, Yahweh the Son, that we stay tied to the hip like nothing else. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
And we'll catch him back on our ways tomorrow at 7:30. You back ready to go again? It's all about it. You got a job to do in Yahweh. Remember, land school, banquet hall. But we got to get teaching in place. So I don't care how good it looks. Elder. What did Issachar called boy said Job in 4 verse 4? I don't care. In the 14th chapter, verse 4. See, the wicked got to be revealed. Now, Issachar boy, it's Bud Joe. In the 46th chapter, verse 13 of Genesis. Now, Brother Joe wrote a final statement in 14 verse 4. Hell, in the book of Job, 14 verse 4, what did Joe put in writing? And we're going to take a look at it right now in 14 verse 4.
In the book of Job, chapter 14, verse 6, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one.
Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean thing? Not one. The Sabbath day is sundown Friday, sundown Saturday. I don't care how much perfume you put on, how long you stay in the church. You cannot make Sunday clean as the worst of days of the Bible. It is unclean. Who can make it clean? Not one. Okay? Sunday is the first day of the week, the day of the sun. When you're doing Sunday, you're doing sun worship. The S-U-N is in your dictionary. Are you going to look at your dictionary? Whoops. Wipe the dust off your dictionary and turn to Sunday. And they're okay. Sunday, first day of the week, the day of the sun. See? But see, the best of them, you know, the best of them is hoodwinked. The best of them. Are you going to remain hoodwinked? Friday in your dictionary. You know, you love to research and see if it's so. You research and see if it's so. So, I'm telling you now, your dictionary says Sunday is the first day of the week. The day of the S-U-N. It is not the blessed day of the Bible. Saturday is the blessed day of the Bible. And it's written in your dictionary. Saturday, the seventh day of the week, the blessed day according to Genesis 2, verse 3. It's up to you. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Your pastor can't make something clean. I don't care how he treats and sweat. He cannot make Sunday clean for worship. And we're going to bring up that by fear. Let's go to Sirach 34, Elder. We're going to Sirach chapter 34. And we'll look at verse 4, 6 to 8. We're going to go get a second witness. He let you know it's all over the Bible. I love to see anybody that's affiliated with Jehovah Witness to bring their pastor to one of the six anointed candidates. And explain, why do you use a name that's coming up before letter? Now, if you come clean, so I didn't know that. But see, now we're going to help you. Now, go back and tell them, true name is YHW. But they already know it. Already know it. That his name is four letters. They went through everything to come up them four letters. They already know it. But why can't I tell you? Huh? So we can't tell you. Do any kind of research. The four letters gonna stand. YHWH. That's it. That's the whole name will get you salvation. Why keep spending your money for that was not bread? Isaiah 55. And you lazy and you're tying yourself out. But you're not going to get no reward for it. But what's going to bring up in eternity, he wake you up, then the seer tell you that you was doing the wrong thing? Yeah. But my friends and my mama and my auntie. But what did he tell you about that? Hold that point, Elder. Go to James chapter 4, verse 4 down to verse 8, Elder. Let's see what he said about that. I know I go there because I love to go there for my brother. You know, he got a high position. My auntie got a high position. They got a high position. That's why I go. But what did Yahuwah the Son's brother say behind that? James 4, 4 down to verse 8. Hey, yo. What it said in James chapter 4, verse 4 down to verse 8.
In the book of James, chapter 4, reading verse 4 to verse number 8, four says, ye adulterers and adulteress, know ye not that your friendship of the world is enmity with Yahweh. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of Yahweh. 5. Do you think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusts to envy? 6. But he that giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, Yahweh resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. 7. Submit yourself therefore to Yahweh, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. 8. Draw nigh to Yahweh, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your minds, ye double-minded.
But here he said, verse 7, he said, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. you'll be surprised who that devil is when you tell about, wait a minute, Saturday, sundown Friday, sundown Saturday. You can't eat no hogs, you can't eat no catfish, shrimp, and lobster. You'll be surprised who that devil gonna be when you show him that. He's a guy devil. I didn't know you gonna be the devil. Look, if you want to wait, if you want people to stop calling you, you know, you're top of the top. Just put them four letters on tape and put some bridges on them. You want to see who is loyal to you? Start keeping Saturday, put some bridges on and call them four letters. And you'll find out who really is your money. They're going to throw a scoop from you. It's like each piece away. This is a week 15, but it's a lonely walk. Unless you got the Yahuwah right, you know. You ain't got the Yahuwah right. Look, if you talk to Yahuwah, your phone ain't going to be ringing like it once had rang. Your best friend going to distance himself from you. Tell you not. Your mama going to act up on you. Your brother, your sister gonna act up on you. When you show, look at the Bible say. I don't want to see what that Bible say. See that? There you go. Now there you go now. Put that Bible down. See? Why? Ain't your Bible is our record? See that? Oh, you want. I love to be a fly on the wall when you ask somebody, why are we calling Jehovah and Jehovah to cover up? Is a dingy stuff and wild something. I love to be a fly on the wall when that conversation come up. 1 John chapter 2, 15, 9, verse 17, help. Let's get a precept on that. 1 John, right side of the book, chapter 2, 15, 9, verse 17. See, I'm telling you, you can't do it. All the phone calls you was normally getting, you ain't going to get it no more. If you start telling your best friend that Jehovah is a then they step for YHW. Right. Right. I mean, your best friend is not going to be your best friend anymore. Now listen, childhood friends broke up because they want to pick the pagan name and not call on the true name of the Bible. Yep. It's going to be the closest one to you. That's the greatest defeat, closest one to you. You're like, look at the wolf. That little wolf, he don't got this. 1 John chapter 2, 15 down to verse 17. What does that help?
1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. 15 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. 17. And the world passes away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of Yahuwah abideth forever.
Yeah. See, love not the world. All we talk about is one thing. The land, school, banquet hall, and the radio station. So we need a place for your grandbabies, your friends to come and sit down and learn the truth before it's too late. We need to learn about you cannot go in and have no center court pork chop. You can't be eating no Louisiana fried rice and gumbo soup. You can't take the hog and smoke him up and smoke him up. I mean, he didn't smoke him for 6 months. Now, you just cut his back and the meat will fall into place. You can't eat that stuff. That stuff will give you high blood pressure. It's going to keep your body all out of whack. And Peter cannot say, get up and walk through the name. Because you'd be full of that hog in. You have to eat that hog. You're near the hall, hello? Now, give me that Sirach. Chapter 34, verse 4, 68, Elder. And we're sort of winding down, Elder. We're winding down. and we get back on the Mars camp. If you want to find out, do you got a, your friend is your friend, you start talking what you're hearing on tape 32. Put a label on this tape and give it to your friend, Jehovah Jireh and Nisi, of Lord God and Jesus Christ. Give it this tape and watch how long it be your friend. And you'll find out that who you thought was your friend is not your friend. Because they love to believe a lie. Did you remember, what Joe read about that lie? What do you mean? Look. It said that Kenny Dolan, a member out of New York, what you saying? What did he say? Three more times. Hold that point up. Go back to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12. Read 11 and 12, then just get this in the closeout. It says I'm closeout. 2 Thessalonians chapter, this is Paul. Begman, listen to me, y'all, Paul. 2 Thessalonians 2, 11 and 12. What the hell?
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, reading verse 11 and 12. 11 says, and for this cause Yahweh shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. 12, that they might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness.
Yahweh said, you want to believe that lie? That his name is Jehovah Jireh, Nisi, and Lord God and Jesus? I'm going to have work it for you. I'm going to work it for you. But you're going to be damned. The man just said, so what? Chapter 34, verse 4, 6 to 8 is a closing statement, Elder. We'll get back on tomorrow at 7:30. So listen, we not asking anybody, but it's time for the children of Israel to wake up. The reason why we're in trouble today is because we don't do no law. We don't do nothing the man tells us to do. And how can you be a person for y'all call the son, keeping Sunday, ain't wearing no fringes, feeding hogs? So right, 34, verse 4, 68, and closing statement, y'all, come on. All you and after this, come on. Get to hear about tomorrow, 7:30. 7:30 tomorrow. Be there, you hear? Come on, y'all.
Chirac, chapter 34, verse number 4, verses 6 to 8. 4. Of an unclean thing, what can be cleansed? And from that which is false, what truth can come? 6. If they had not been sent from the Most High and by visitation, set not thy mind upon them. 7. For dreams have deceived many, and they have failed that put their trust in them. 8. The law shall be found perfect without lies, and wisdom is perfection to a faithful mouth.
Thank you. That was nice. That was nice. I'm doing it. Take time, Elder. Close and tell them all you want to tell them. I'll kick everybody tomorrow at 7:30. Back at it again. Come on, Elder. It's all yours.
Oh, once again, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Well, we got come up with some kind of statement. That's good. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Oh, we
got the main thing that I usually say and want to emphasize on all that read and all that listen, I always say, be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahweh flow smoothly that we may not cause confusion. And that's a very important thing, because look what it says in Revelations. When you look at chapter 1, verse number 3, that says it all right there in the book of Revelations. Verse 3 says, blessed he that readeth, that they may hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for time is at hand. And that's why we're doing this word to you right now, the right way, out of one book, the King James Version, the word of Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
That's how it is. And I'm saying something. We come humble. We here to help you. But if you want to find out about idiopathic pillar talk. Talk to Yahweh and see what kind of reaction you get. Two names. You want to find out, you want to try your best friend? Talk to Yahweh. And you'll find out what kind of best friend you got. You'll find out what happened. You find out that your mama gave you these bitches. You start talking to Yahweh, your mama get bitches on you. I'm willing to get bitches on you. What? Yes, what? We've been raised up on Sunday and the coffee and the Lord God and Jesus. You tell me what? Yeah, I didn't know my auntie didn't get that bitch. Yeah. I didn't know Uncle Buck or John or William can get that bitch. Yeah.